T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great song from a great movie. Shutter Camera, John Ritchie. Great one. 888-729-9494. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. Brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. You can watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook, the region's number one sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, which team is the brightest future between the three teams that certainly have outpaced the Flyers, at least to this point? A, the Eagles. B, the Phillies. C, the Sixers. Where do you come down on that? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. 888-729-9494. All right, so I had mentioned a quote last night from a really good player in the NBA that, to me, is part of the reason why my answer to that question is not the Sixers. Now, my answer is the Phillies. I think it's close. Phil Sixers, Eagles, I think it's close. But my answer is not the Sixers. It is the Phillies. And here's a quote that, to me, kind of in a roundabout way, gets to why my answer is not the Sixers, John. Boston Celtics last night played a game against the LA Clippers. Now, the Sixers beat the Clippers a couple days ago. Clippers play the Celtics last night. They go double overtime, final day of basketball before they get to the All-Star break. And the Celtics win in double overtime, 141-133. I didn't watch it. Probably very entertaining game. Kemba Walker, after the game, said the following about Jason Tatum. Quote, he was the best player on the court tonight. Why is that relevant to today's discussion? Well, he's not the best player that was in the game. The best player in the game is Kawhi Leonard. The next best player in the game is Paul George. Paul George didn't play well last night. But Jason Tatum did play
What's
a great
going
game
on with
last
him,
night.
By the way?
Paul George?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little off. But Jason Tatum did play a great game. He played 48 minutes. He scored 39 points. Why is this relevant to today's discussion? Well, anybody with half a brain knows the answer. Because the 76ers could have just drafted Jason Tatum. They could have just had him. So part of why when I say, like, my answer used to be the Sixers and is now not the Sixers, think about what the Sixers had with Embiid and Simmons. Think about if you just drop Jason Tatum in there. By the way, not making a ton of money.
You know,
making way less than Tobias Harris.
I don't like
Harris.
Doing this. I mean.
But it's part of it. Come on. They had it. They had their chance. They said, nope, don't want them. Prefer Fultz. Let's do the whole trade thing. By the way, I understood why they did it. I want to be clear. To be very clear, I mean, a lot of people were behind it. I'm just saying it didn't work out. So you could have had Tatum and then still had all these other millions to go sign someone else. That's a big miss. That, to me, is an example of why the Phillies, I believe, have passed the 76ers. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Dennis and Mount Laurel.
It sounds like the Phillies have nailed the draft either.
No, I'm not saying they have.
The only way the Phillies have accumulated quality players is going out and buying them.
I understand that, but
that's not good.
No, John,
that's why we're so worried about the depth on this team. They've got, you know.
Not the only reason. I mean, Rhys Hoskins and Aaron Nola came from the farm system, so did Scott Kingery. But no, John, to your answer of the Eagles, you're saying the Eagles, you think, of the brightest future. Look, they've been 9-7 2 years in a row. I mean, let's not act like, you know, they're the Lombardi's Packers here.
Listen, I've got my worries. Don't get me wrong. But at least I know that they've got the right combination of star, you know, keystone player in Carson Wentz, I believe, and the coach, hopefully with the added scrutiny that will be placed on him this year with the new structure of that offensive arrangement, he'll rise and shine rather than crash and burn. It's very possible that I'm completely off base here. It's very possible that this could be the beginning of the end. Like, this new thing where there's no offensive coordinator, this could be the beginning of the end for Doug Peterson if we're wrong, you know, if they're wrong, putting their faith in a guy. If he was more a collaborative delegator And now we're trying to say, all right, you mastermind this whole thing. Maybe he can't. But I choose to believe the positive. I choose to be, upbeat about this approach. I could be way off base.
All right, let's talk to Dennis in Mount Laurel. What's up, Dennis?
Hammer, how you doing today, son?
Fantastic.
What are you smoking, by the way?
You talking to me or Richie?
You.
Well,
The Phillies haven't made the playoffs in a decade.
We're not talking about the past.
They got no pitching and no bullpen.
It's not that they have no pitching. It's that they don't have enough pitching this year. But they'll add more as time goes on.
You don't win without pitching.
Wow.
You can't, you really, Dennis, don't. You can't say they have no pitching. They have Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. You can't say they have no pitching.
Well, Nola had one good year.
I believe in Nola. Look, I know some people around here don't. I'm telling you, I believe in Nola, and I believe in Hoskins. I don't care what anybody says. I believe in both players a lot, by the way.
Well, I believe in Hoskins, but Nola has had one good year out of five, Hammer.
Nah, that's not true. Look,
he never won more than 12 games, only one.
He hit a wall in September last year, and he got out of the gate in April last year. Odd, but for four and a half months last year, he was very good.
Played on bad teams the win stats, too.
Yeah. All right, let's go. You know, we haven't done a while? Hmm. How about a trivia question?
Sure.
Basketball.
Okay.
Two-part. Who was the first guy to win the MVP and only three guys have won it three times in a row?
Hold on. You got too many parts to your question. What's the question? First person to win MVP in basketball?
Who was the first? Yeah.
Well, what year did it start?
57, 58, somewhere around there.
I didn't expect you to answer that question.
Me either. It gives it away a little bit, eh?
All right. So now that I know it's 57, 58, so I got to figure it out here. I don't think that's Russell because he was part of those college teams in the late 50s. So I'm going to go with the 57er. I'm going to go with that. It might be after George Mikan. So after Mikan and before Russell, 57, let's go with, darn it. I'm stalling, but really not coming up.
Yeah, we can tell.
let's go with George. I don't know. George Mikan. Who the heck is it?
Bob Pettit.
There you go.
And only three guys have won it three times in a row. Russell, Chamberlain,
Bird. Bird did it, right? 84, 85, 86.
Very good, Hammer.
Yeah, very good. I got that.
1 out of 2.
All right, Dennis, best romantic comedy. Who do you got?
Well, you guys took two out of my Mount Rushmore, so getting away from those two. How about a little outside the box, As Good as It Gets, with two award winners, Helen Hunt and Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, you ever see that one, John? As Good as
It Gets? Yeah. I liked it a lot. I forgot about that movie.
Me too.
I mean, that's one of those ones I saw it in the movie theater, and you don't see it like on much now for whatever reason, or at least I don't. I haven't seen it since.
All right,
one I might need to revisit.
I've never seen it. People say
really?
I never saw it. I know people liked it a lot.
They're both great in it. Nicholson and Helen Hunt are both great.
Right, there you go. Let's go to
Helen Hunt is your
real house.
I'm well aware.
Your sweet lover.
When I want to see Helen Hunt, I go watch the movie The Water Dance. Have you ever seen The Water Dance?
Your sweet lover.
Have you ever seen The Water Dance?
No.
That's a really good movie, man.
I've never even heard of it.
Strong recommendation on The Water Dance.
How come I've never heard of The Water Dance?
Because it's kind of a lesser known 90s movie.
Why is it lesser known?
I don't know. Why is anything lesser known?
Because it's not as good?
Sometimes, not always. You probably don't know much about The Red Violin. That's a great movie.
Well, I mean, I do know about the Red Violin.
Well, most people listening probably don't know about the Red Violins. You know, sometimes the obscure can be great. Let's go to Ken in South Jersey. Kenny.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today? Always
awesome.
A pleasure.
Thanks for calling.
Joe, since the show started this morning, I've been convinced that Jim Rome has inhabited your body. Because you just keep saying stuff that makes me scratch my head. Like, does he really mean that?
Well, like what specifically?
Well, almost every word that's come out of your mouth past good morning. So, first of all, let me get my romantic comedy out of the way. I want to avoid the renowned dramatic actor Billy Crystal, so I'm going to go with Sleepless in Seattle as my romantic comedy.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Renowned
there
dramatic actor.
Okay. Sleepless in Seattle. Okay.
You know he's
I'm well aware. I'm well
there.
Aware of what he's doing. Ken, talk to me here. What do you disagree with my points about from a sports standpoint?
Almost everything. So I think that you're right that the Phillies have passed the Sixers, but I don't think the Sixers were ever legit anyway because they're fatally flawed, and that's something we've discussed before.
Yeah.
But you have to look at things in perspective with the Eagles, okay? So first of all, Carson Wentz just came off what is arguably, not even arguably, I don't think, but his best year in the league, starting with the fact that he played all 16 games. But he was incredibly efficient. He had some bad games, but he was dominant at times. He put the team on his back for the last 4 weeks of the season, throwing it to guys that you couldn't pick out of a lineup. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to suggest that Carson Wentz has regressed, I think that defies reality.
Well, Ken, I'll say it.
I don't think he's going to regress. And we're talking for like the next – how old is he, 26 now? 27?
I think so.
27.
He's 27.
Ken, to not think that he regressed is ridiculous.
I mean, for almost a decade.
Of course he regressed. It doesn't mean he can't get back there. But, Ken, look, Ken, he had a great December. He was very mediocre for 3 months. It's a fact. That's not an opinion.
No,
that's a fact.
He was not mediocre.
Yes, he was. He was mediocre.
He was playing – Joe, he was playing at a really high level through most of the beginning of the season. The Green Bay game, statistically, I was there. The Green Bay game wasn't statistically a great game.
Green Bay game,
he played fantastic.
He played great in the Green Bay game. Ken, appreciate the call. He played great in the Buffalo game. But there were a lot of games he struggled, man. Now, if you want to have revisionist history and rose-colored glasses and all that, go for it. But if you don't think that Carson Wentz – I mean, I'll just put it to you as simple as this. If you think in November that your opinion of Wentz was the same that you had before he got hurt in 2017, you're either lying to me, yourself, or everybody. I mean, I'm just being honest. Of course he played worse. Now, thank God in December he pulled it together, and maybe that will be more of what defines his future. Maybe. Entirely possible. But it's also entirely possible that his struggles in September through November – will be a bigger factor in his future. We'll see. But don't tell me that you had the same opinion in September, October, November of this past year that you had in September, October, November 2017. There's no way.
It's interesting when you look at this season, and when I look back, I do recall thinking, what was it, the Seattle game after we lost to Seattle?
Right.
Thinking that Carson had just really fallen off, and thinking that I had been wrong about him, but that was short lived. You know, that did turn around quickly.
Yeah, it did after that. But it also took you longer to get to that opinion than someone like me. I had that opinion about a month and a half before you did. Right. To be fair,
yeah.
I mean, I was of that opinion for about 2 months.
But I came out of that. That was a dark place.
I'm
man.
Aware of that.
That was a dark place. Yeah. Thinking that he might not be the franchise guy we all thought he was supposed to be, but we quickly learned that that was wrong. Like we discovered, okay, yeah, there's a lot of circumstance that makes it look worse than what it really is for Carson Wentz.
No one's going
to – that has to redeem him in your eyes to some degree.
Oh, to some degree, but no one's going to convince me that three and a half games, meaning the half of the Giants game and the three remaining games against really bad teams in the NFC East, is going to convince me that he's completely out of the woods. Look, we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
I'll tell you what. You bring in a guy like Amari Cooper or someone special like that, and it's going to be a completely different story for Carson.
All right. 888-729-9494. Remember, you have a chance today to win the pair of tickets, the Guns N' Roses Paradise City Lounge Package. This is happening July 8th at Citizens Bank Park. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Coming up, in addition to all the phone calls, I got a list in front of me. You're going to like it. We're going to have some laughs about it. We'll hit it next. Show to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
At Supercuts, details matter. That's why they end every haircut with a signature hot towel finish, so you'll leave feeling clean and super ready to go. Every Supercut is finished with a signature hot towel refresher where your stylist will clean off stray hairs from your face and neck, and you can leave feeling clean, sharp, and ready to get back to your day. And Supercuts expert stylists know how to get your cut just right every time. And you can do what I just did yesterday. Save time. Check in online with the Supercuts mobile app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play. It's super simple. It's awesome. You sign up online. You don't wait when you get there. Take it from me. When it's time for a haircut, check in online using their convenient mobile app or just go to supercuts.com. And don't forget, when you're there, ask your Supercuts stylist for the Tea Tree experience today. You won't want it to end. It's invigorating. It's relaxing. The Tea Tree experience is something you've got to try. Find a location near you at supercuts.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.